Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this edition of A Closer Look from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC right after The Tonight Show.
As we mentioned yesterday, very little is known about how Donald Trump will actually govern as president. One way to glean what he might do is to look at his personnel choices. And when it comes to those personnel choices, there seems to be some internal divisions. For more on this, it's time for A Closer Look. Remember, Trump had three different campaign managers over the course of the election. I guess three is like a lucky number for him. And after a campaign rife with internal divisions, that infighting seems to have continued into the Trump transition.
Transition turmoil. Sources tell CNN that Donald Trump's transition team is like a knife fight.
That's right, a knife fight. And that might not be a metaphor. Rudy, Chris, fight for my amusement. Now, there already seem to be two centers of gravity in Trump world right now. You've got incoming chief of staff and elf on the shelf, Reince Priebus, who comes from the establishment wing. And then you have chief strategist Steve Bannon, the former executive chairman of Breitbart News, a website adored by white nationalists. And while the establishment may be relieved by the fact that Priebus is the chief of staff, history indicates he'll probably be less powerful than Bannon.
People in Washington are comforted by the fact that Priebus is chief of staff and Bannon is chief strategist, as if that's like a good thing. But I urge them to look back at the Bush administration when Andy Card was the chief of staff and Karl Rove had the Bannon job. Who was more powerful in that White House? Bannon is going to be number one in this White House. He will eat Priebus for lunch.
Are we sure he didn't already? Now, we told you about Bannon yesterday, but Republicans and Democrats continue to criticize his appointment, given his ties to white nationalists. And the more information that comes out, the more troubling the appointment seems. Even conservative commentator Glenn Beck had this to say about Bannon.
Steve Bannon wants to burn it down. He's a nightmare. Bannon has a clear tie to white nationalists. Clear tie. He is a guy who has he wants to tear this system down and replace it with a new system. He is a frightening, he is a terrifying man.
You know the world has gone insane when Glenn Beck and Bernie Sanders are on the same page. For them to be on the same page, the book has to be one page long. So far, it seems Trump's closest advisors, just as during the campaign, will be three of his children, Ivanka, Eric, and Don Jr. This, of course, raises the question of conflicts of interest because Trump's children are also supposed to be running his business empire while he serves as president. You may recall that throughout the campaign, Trump pledged to put his business in a blind trust to avoid conflicts of interest, although he clearly didn't know what that term actually meant.
If I become president, I couldn't care less about my company. I have Ivanka and Eric and Don sitting there. Run the company, kids. Have a good time.
So you'll put your assets in a blind trust?
I would put it in a blind trust. Well, I don't know if it's a blind trust if Ivanka, Don, and Eric run it, but is that a blind trust? I don't know.
I don't know. For a guy who's always talking about how good he is at business, he sure doesn't seem to understand basic business terms. Blind trust? No, thank you. I would never trust a blind person. For one thing, they wear sunglasses inside. That's very shady, if you ask me. But blind trust or not, Trump's children already seem to be seizing on the opportunity to make money from their father's administration because, as the New York Times reported last night, Ivanka Trump turned her appearance Sunday on 60 Minutes with her father into a marketing opportunity for her line of jewelry, with one of her employees urging reporters to write about the $10,800 gold bangle bracelet she wore during the interview. Did you hear that, disenfranchised white working class voters? For only $11,000, you can make your wrist great again. So all we know so far about Trump's transition is that there's infighting among his advisors, and there may not be a firm division between his presidency and his business. And then there's what seems to be Trump's backpedaling on some of his biggest campaign promises. For example, if you caught Trump on the campaign trail at all, and you listened very carefully, you may remember some very subtle hints he had about a wall. You might also remember Trump's promise that Mexico would pay for that wall. Well, apparently, both of those promises are a little more flexible than Trump made them out to be.
They're talking about a fence in the Republican Congress.
Sure.
Would you accept a fence?
For certain areas, I would, but certain areas, the wall is more appropriate. I'm very good at this. It's called construction. But
so part wall,
fence
part
be,
fence?
Yeah, it could be some fencing.
Newt Gingrich, speaking to a group of lawyers, said this about building the wall. He said this, he'll spend a lot of time controlling the border. He may not spend very much time trying to get Mexico to pay for it, but it was a great campaign device.
A campaign device, or in layman's terms, a lie. Hey. Hey, honey. Now that we're married, I'm not going to give you a beautiful house and the three children after all. That was an engagement device. So a wall that Mexico was going to pay for is now a fence that we're going to pay for. Even worse, it turns out that hat had an asterisk on it. Great is in no way a legally binding term. Customers shall assume responsibility for all consequences and liabilities that may result from making America great again. Also, for every one person who perceives something as great, there will be 10 to 15 people who perceive it as bad or terrible. Offer void in America. So, already, he seems to be softening on some of his biggest campaign promises. But even if he does attempt to make radical changes, it won't be easy, as President Obama argued yesterday.
The federal government and our democracy is not a speedboat. It's an ocean liner.
That's reassuring. I mean, nothing bad ever happened to a massive ocean liner, right? This has been a closer look.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.